You are standing in the Tory camp amid lines of tents. Soon the Tories are compressed into a circle 60 yards by 40 around you in clumps of a half dozen or so, with the Whigs surrounding them at close range. Somewhere nearby, Ferguson's officers counsel him to surrender, but he says he will never yield to such a damned banditti. He adds the only choice is to make a break through the enemy. This suggests he is trying to create an escape route toward the road when he spurs his horse past his soldiers, probably down the ridgeline. At least two officers follow. On contacting the Patriot line, he begins hacking at men with his sword until it breaks. The Patriots knew what to look for, word having been passed around before the battle. Look out for Ferguson with his sword in his left hand, wearing a light hunting shirt. Ferguson's right arm was disabled in an earlier battle. One Patriot said the shirt information came from Virginia Paul, one of two mistresses traveling with Ferguson as cooks. She had tried to escape and been captured. A detained courier had mentioned a checked coat or shirt as well. More men from modern Tennessee under John Sevier have been attacking the slope, apparently on this side of Campbell's. But as the lines compress, they end up in this vicinity. One tries to shoot Ferguson, but his gun misfires. He calls to a comrade, "There's Ferguson! Shoot him!" Robert Young replies, "I'll try and see what sweet lips can do." He fires and Ferguson falls, though he is hit by a number of bullets around the same time. He received 6 or 8 wounds, one to the head. No more than 50 minutes have passed since the start of the battle. The officers with him turn to retreat, but soon fall as well. The sites of Ferguson's attack and fall are shrouded in mystery. The location of a monument you will pass downhill, claiming he fell there, is hard to justify from Draper's map of the battleground. Sources differ on which direction he was going, and there is no evidence for the story that he was dragged there by his stirrups. Walk over to the large monument, which honors the Patriots killed or wounded in the battle, and have a seat if you like. Then scroll down to the audio clip under Confusion and Surrender.